Well, good evening. This is the New Orleans Roots Music Show, and I'm David, your host, coming to you from the studios of KRTU-FM 91.7 on the campus of Trinity University in San Antonio, Texas, and streaming around the world at krtu.org. For many, New Orleans is considered the birthplace of jazz, if not rock and roll, R&B, and funk. For 1 hour each week, we discover, listen to, and learn about New Orleans-born or very near New Orleans-born artists in a vast variety of music genres, including early traditional jazz, blues, R&B, soul and rock and roll, Afro-Caribbean and Latin jazz, gospel, zydeco, and of course, modern contemporary jazz. Join me on this musical journey every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central. Tonight, we open the show featuring a modern jazz master playing songs of a former jazz master. We'll hear four songs from Wynton Marsalis' newest LP, Louis Armstrong's Hot Fives, Hot Sevens. The album was recorded live at Rose Theater in 2006. The Rose Theater is located on the fifth floor of the Jazz at Lincoln Center's Frederick P. Rose Hall in the Deutsche Bank Center at Columbus Circle, and it's the venue's largest performing arts space. Of course, Wynton Marsalis, trumpeter, composer, and music instructor, and is currently the artistic director of Jazz at Lincoln Center. The LP assembles a number of longtime Marsalis collaborators, including trombonist Wycliffe Gordon, banjoist Papa Don Vappi, and pianist John Batiste. Collectively, this all-star band reimagines some of the most celebrated jazz recordings in history. We'll hear Basin Street Blues, Skidat Didat, Cornet Chop Suey, and St. James Infirmary.
Thank you. Thank you. out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Go, let her go, let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. While she can search this whole wide world over, she ain't never gonna find a sweet, sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in my straight lace shoes, box back coat, my Stetson hat, put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so Cone will know that I died standing pearl.
Ah!
That wraps up four from the 2023 LP from Wynton Marsalis, Louis Armstrong's Hot Fives, Hot Sevens. Now the meters. That was the Meters and their 1969 funk instrumental Sissy Strut. Now Dr. John from his 2020 Gumbo Blues LP, a nice collaboration LP with many featured guest artists on each track, like Sonny Landreth. From the Gumbo Blues LP, let's hear Mean Cheatin' Woman, Dr. John with guest artist Doug Kershaw, the Cajun fiddle player, singer, and songwriter, who's known for playing an invigorating hybrid of Cajun and rockabilly and into crossover genres of rock and roll and country. Here's Mean Cheatin' Woman.
A one, two, three. Your letters, baby, they're pleading for me to come. I sure go to you one once if I knew that day where I'm from. Such a mean cheating woman, gone from cruelty to fame. You're just a walking by my window, saying a whole letters. just on me, cheating woman. It's gone from cruelty to fame. Yeah, now it's just a walking by my window.
From First Draft, a publication of the Historic New Orleans Collection, a museum research center and publisher in the French Quarter, New Orleans. Reading, New Orleans-born singer and songwriter Little Queenie Harris had a voice that defied categorization. Though she is best known as a blues and rock singer, she played with bands of many genres and helped shape New Orleans music for over 40 years. Harris passed away in 2019 from complications with breast cancer. She was 65. Lee Harris and keyboardist John Magney, who later co-founded the Subdudes, formed a duo that performed weekly at then recently opened Tipitina's. Harris took the moniker Little Queenie in 1975 and 2 years later formed her influential band Little Queenie and the Percolators, also with Magney. The Percolators lasted for only 4 years, but Harris's career continued. She released 4 solo albums and contributed to many others. She was highly regarded as a musician and songwriter. The list of artists whom she recorded and performed with is a virtual who's who of New Orleans music. Dr. John, James Booker, Irma Thomas, The Meters, The Neville Brothers, Alan Toussaint, and many others. From her 2001 Polychrome Junction LP, let's hear Dog Days, Lee Harris.
Stay on at Halloween. It's too hot to cook or do the mess around. So you change your shirt again and go downtown. Everybody's on the air. I know why I've seen a dog star shine in the corner of the sky. People walk around like they got lead in their shoes. Cause who wants to dance with these old dogs they blew? Old tub would make you feel okay, but how many baths can you take in one day? Everybody's on here. I know why I've seen a dark star shine at the corner of my eye. Sit out on the sidewalk with a keg of beer. Just no other way to stay sane down here. Kids go running naked through the garden hose spray. First time my 2-year-old has smiled all day. Everybody's on the air. So I know why I've seen a dark star shine. Yeah. Not much of sun.
We open the show with Wynton Marsalis, now Jason Marsalis, band leader, drummer, percussionist, and vibraphonist, who also plays glockenspiel, xylophone, marimba, and even tubular bells. The youngest of the remarkable Marsalis brothers plays them all, sometimes multi-tracking several at once. Opening set number three, here's Jason Marsalis and the 21st Century Traditional Band, from their 2018 Medley Reimagined Book One LP, the song Bourbon Street Ain't Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
trumpeter Leroy Jones, the longtime backing player for Harry Connick Jr., and a great band leader in his own right, has a new LP, New Orleans Brass Band Music Volume 1. From this 2023 LP, let's hear a classic, his version of Yes Sir, That's My Baby, the popular song from 1925 with music written by Walter Donelson and lyrics by Gus Kahn. Listening to the New Orleans Roots Music Show, and I'm David Snyder, your community DJ host, coming to you from the studios of Trinity University's KRTU FM 91.7 and streaming around the world at krtu.org. We're here, we're united by the music, and with the New Orleans Roots Music Show, that's all about great music coming out of the Crescent City, New Orleans. Nicholas Payton closes the set and the show. From the Trumpeters' 2019 Relaxing with Nick LP, it features Nicholas Payton, of course, on trumpet, but also piano, Fender Rhodes, vocals, effects, and samples. Peter Washington is on bass, and Kenny Washington is on drums. The album was recorded live in May 2019 at Smoke Jazz and Supper Club in New York City. And here's the title track, Relaxin' with Nick.